I found that I mean, even when I started to do, because of my weight and dexterity, when I do 32 part contemplation, I'll be zipping around feeling in those areas and whatnot, and basically associating, you know, that kind of association. A lot of these readings, I mean, to me it seems like, is that just a textual shortcut when you say mindfulness of the body? I mean, because in the Satipatthana, body contemplation, with the exception of Anapanasati, really are more reflective, you know, contemplations as opposed to bodily vedana.
Four elements is really what going to practice is.
Yeah, four elements is it. Is it the four elements? Is
I mean, I've briefly engaged in four element practice, but Wayne does definitely, you can utilize Wayne in that. Yes, it's helpful.
I think, first of all, just one clarification is just the term Wayne. I think the way that you're using it in terms of Goenka, as I've understood when I hear people from Goenka tradition describe Wayne, there's a conflation of tactile sensation and feeling. And the way that it seems like Goenka, as best I know from what people say, uses the word vedana, he's talking about tactile sensation. Because vedana really refers more to feeling tone, like pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, which can be part of tactile sensation, but is also part of mental experience. You can have unpleasant, mental vedana or pleasant mental vedana. So, you know, I think, you know, there's kind of a, he kind of brings those two together and just calls it all vedana, but he's often referring to the tactile sensation of the body, which is different from vedana. It's different from the feeling tone.
Both the codependent arise.
Yeah, but that vedana is also part, but vedana is actually a mental experience. You know, it's part of the nama, instead of rupa. But it also, it's like, you know, my sense is that when we're talking about experience that we're examining, like the experience of the body is on both levels. It's both on that tactile level, and it's also on the mental and perceptual level. So, you know, the freedom from attachment to the body is on the perceptual or mental level, just as Long Paul was saying. It's so that if you're contemplating the 32 parts of the body, I use a combination of both tactile sensation and mental perception, memories of what it looks like. But it's for eventually, not only for calming and stilling and decreasing craving, which are all mental phenomena, but also, as Longpa was saying, it's for the development of insight, which is a perceptual process. You know, it's all, you know, it all does come back to the mind, but the body, the tactile sensations feed into that whole process of experience. So it's both.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, Paul, I was wondering, day one, there was the vision that at the time you didn't recall. Could you speak about your book of sevens in Pali, when you were at the beginning, you were talking about the results of mindfulness, or?
Results of practice of Dhamma. Yes?
So you, at that time, you weren't talking about vision because you couldn't remember the vision
part? Oh, no, the list. So that there was, Upasamaya was the one that I forgot, which is peace.
Okay.
And that's, so, Nipita, Viraga, Niroda, Upasamaya, peace, Abhinyaya, knowledge, Sambodaya, awakening, Nibbanaya, this Nibbana, calling. So Upasamaya was the one I forgot.
Maybe we should call it a session, it's 9:00.
Yes.
Practice till 9:30.
Yeah.
Nam Dada Ma Se.